God owns everything, and we're merely stewards of the resources he gives us. But that doesn't mean our role is passive. Hi, I'm Rob West. The role of a successful steward is active and requires a lot of smart decisions. But how do we do that? I'll talk with Sharon Epps today about the DNA of wise financial decision-making. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, Sharon Epps joins us again today. She's the president of Kingdom Advisors and no stranger to the need for making wise financial decisions that honor the Lord. And Sharon, it's great to have you back in the studio.
I think this is going to be a really important conversation today. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I've been looking forward to it as well, because decision making is what we're all about here at Faith and Finance. So, Sharon, let's start there. Why do you call this the DNA of financial decision making?
Well, first of all, I have to admit that I'm not a scientist. Okay. So I literally had to look up the definition of DNA in the dictionary to make sure I was representing this correctly. But DNA are the instructions that God has given our cells to use to build the body. And it's like a code for a video game or blueprints for a house. And the reason that I'm using DNA as an analogy for financial decision making is that it's easy for us to focus on financial outcomes or goals without understanding that there's three key building blocks that need to align to result in wise biblical financial actions.
I love that. So three key building blocks. I've heard you talk about this before, and I know you use a model of a triangle to explain the process of wise financial decision making. That means there are three sides. So what's first?
Okay. So you're not only a scientist, but math a little bit.
That's
here,
right,
too.
A little
so,
bit.
Yes, three sides. So the reason that we're using the three sides is because a triangle has a very clear base, a foundation. And we're going to call this base for our wise financial decision-making motivation. It's the motivation for making good decisions with our money. And by the way, with God's money.
That's right.
And motivation, the reason that it is the foundation is it is the fuel that gives us the energy to carry through with wise financial decisions, even when they seem hard. And actually, there's three of those motivations in that base.
Okay.
And they all start with the letter P, because I needed a little help remembering them, them myself. But when we think about motivation, it's so important to know that it gives us energy. It gives us the why. And the first thing that gives us that why is our position. We need to understand that our position is a manager and God is the owner. And we teach this a lot here at Faith and Finance. But I just wanted to reference a couple of scriptures.
Sure.
Our position as a manager comes from several scriptures, but I'll highlight these two. Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. And man, when we take that in, that is such a powerful truth.
It's a big idea.
Yes. And then as you go on to 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, throughout scripture, he portrays our role as a steward. But I think this is a really important one. He says, moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. So when we think about motivation and we think about our position, if I keep in mind that God's the owner and I'm a steward, that helps inform my why on those financial decisions.
That is really powerful. So we start with our position. I know you said there's two other P's. What's next?
The second one is our purpose. God helped reveal that to me through 2 Corinthians 9:11 years ago, and I've never read scripture same since. So I'm going to start with the scripture, and then I'll tell you the purpose.
Okay.
You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Have you ever thought about this? Our motivational purpose is to be generous.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big idea, because perhaps in most cases we start with this idea of our purpose being provision or providing.
And when we realize that God is really our provider and the whole reason he does it is so we can share it with others, it reframes everything.
Wow. This is a big idea today. We're talking about wise financial decision making, the DNA behind it, and really that represented by a triangle. There's three pieces of that. We've started with our motivation. We'll continue to unpack that. Plus, the other two sides today, our goal, to help you be a wise steward as you make financial decisions. Sharon Epps with us today, president of Kingdom Advisors. Much more to come just around the corner. Stick around. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The verse reminding us Christ's love is the foundation of our faith. It's because of His love that He sent Jesus to die for our sins. It's a love that we cannot earn nor deserve, but is freely given to us. When we truly grasp the depth of God's love for us, it changes everything. It fills us with hope and joy and gives us the strength to face life's challenges. Never forget the incredible love that God has for us. It will inspire us to love others in the same way. Spend more time with Jesus. Visit GetAnchored.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Abraham Hamilton III.
God put us in this world at this time to be salt and light. We don't fool because of the darkness that we're facing. This is not the first time in the world's history that it's gotten dark. God has called you and I to be His ambassadors, even in this dark moment.
Tune in to the Hamilton Quarter, weekdays at 5 p.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
It's great to have you back with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Joining me today, Sharon Epps, president of Kingdom Advisors. And Sharon, this is a big idea that we're talking about today, because on this program, as you know, we don't want to give financial answers. We want to equip people to make wise financial decisions. And those two things are different, aren't they?
They really are. You can know an answer and not necessarily know how to apply it.
That's exactly right. Well, we want to equip you to do that today with the DNA of wise financial decision making. We're using a triangle, and we're at the bottom of the triangle, the foundation, which Sharon reminded us before the break, is your motivation. And Sharon, you said there's really three P's that go to our motivation as God's stewards. Remind us of the first two.
Well, as we start, remember, motivation gives you your why. And if you don't have a why, it's really hard to follow through. So the first two are position. We are God's managers. He is the owner. And our second one is our purpose. And our whole purpose or motivation for Wise Financial Decision Making is in order to be generous.
Yeah, and you reminded us of this incredible passage. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. All right, what is the third P?
Well, the third one might be the most important, and that's our perspective. Hmm. Our perspective is an eternal perspective. And I'll use a familiar verse, but I want you to think about this in terms of your financial decisions. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so as we make financial decisions, how often do we stop and say, what impact will this have on eternity? That is a great motivation.
Wow. We've got to shift our view away from the temporal, put it clearly on the eternal, and it will change everything about how you manage money. All right. Have we successfully unpacked the bottom of the triangle?
Well, I think so. I'd like to really sum it all up with a quote from author and our friend, Dr. Kim Boa.
Okay.
And here's what he says. To deny earthly pleasures now, we need to believe that the eternal treasures of God's right hand are more satisfying than anything else.
Oh, wow. That's something we could just stop and think about for a long time. Will you just say that one more time before we move on?
To deny earthly pleasures now, we need to believe that the eternal treasures at God's right hand are more satisfying than anything else.
Oh, I love that. That is powerful. All right. So we've successfully unpacked the bottom of the triangle, the foundation. What's next?
Oh, so what's next is let's think about the left side of that triangle.
Okay.
And that's our wiring. God made each of us with a unique temperament that impacts how we behave with money. Hmm. Temperament is part of our personality, but personality is a little bigger than temperament in that it's also shaped by our family of origin, our life experiences, and many other factors. Now, most often, we'll marry someone with a different temperament from us.
That's right. I can attest to that.
We both can attest to that, I think. Yes. And I love what Larry Burkett used to say over and over again. If both of you and the couple are the same, then one of you is unnecessary.
That's right.
So some of us make decisions quickly. Mm-hmm. Others of us take more time. Some of us tend to oversave. We want to make sure we have everything we need for a rainy day plus more. And others of us tend to either give away or spend everything we have. Some of us make analytical decisions, and others of us rely on instinct or gut. Mm. Well, I think you start getting the picture.
Yeah, that's right.
When we understand our wiring in light of the other two sides of the triangle, we're more equipped to make and implement wise financial decisions.
And this is really important as we understand our wiring, but also something else you said, and that is our family of origin. How money was handled growing up has a big impact on this as well, doesn't it?
It does make such a big difference. And I thought maybe a story would be helpful.
Sure.
Here to illustrate this. I have friends, Kim and Andy, that recently adopted a baby. And so it's their first child. And Kim falls into that category of slow decision maker, researcher, and all of those things. And you might not be surprised to know that Andy trusts his gut and he's just ready to do whatever.
Yes.
And so throughout this whole process of their new child, we've had the opportunity to just watch them on their financial decisions because, as you know, children are expensive, especially that first year of life when you
Absolutely.
Need all the equipment and all the things. And so it's been fun to watch them navigate Kim's want and desire and temperament even of
Yes.
research against Andy's of, hey, let's just get this and go.
Right. And so has that been working out for them?
Well, I'll tell you, they've been married quite a while and they figured it out. So basically, Andy knows to let Kim do her research and then come to him when she's done. And she'll give him two choices. And
okay.
He'll just say, we'll take A or B.
And he'll make a quick decision.
Exactly.
I love it. All right. Well, we've got our purpose and our wiring for making wise financial decisions. But we still have one more side of the triangle. So what's that?
Well, the third side of the triangle is the skills that we bring to the decision-making process.
Mm.
Now, we might understand our motivation and the why. We might be generous and living for eternal purposes, all those things we talked about. And we might know our wiring and how it impacts our decisions. But if we haven't been trained in how to do financial transactions, we won't be able to implement what we've learned wise financial decisions.
Yeah, so we need some practical tools and we need some training in order to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And I'll just be completely honest and say that's why I'm one of the biggest fans of the FaithFi app.
Hey.
It is a tool that helps me with the skills of financial decision making. I have the opportunity to determine if I want to manage by envelopes, if I just want to track what's coming in. And it's tools like that that can help us build financial skills. And I think, let's just be honest, sometimes people feel like financial skill building is a drudgery.
Yes.
But when you're motivated by your why, when you know that the opportunity to be generous and live for eternity is impacted by me learning to do this well, it becomes an adventure. And it's really very satisfying to learn something new, apply it, and see the positive results.
Yeah, and there is a lot at stake because this is really one of the callings that has been entrusted to us, and that is to be wise stewards of everything God's given us.
And that's so true. I have another story here. I'll just call them Sally and John.
Okay.
But Sally and John, I met literally 20 years ago in a time when, to be totally honest, they were near divorce over this financial skill issue. They both knew what they wanted to do, but they didn't know how to do it.
Mm.
And in fact, John came in and even said, I manage a multi-million-dollar budget for a huge corporation, and I cannot figure out this family financial piece.
Yes.
And what was so wonderful, I had the privilege of walking alongside of them for several months, was to begin to see them be excited about applying those tools and using them to implement what they feel like God had called them to do. And in fact, they became so excited about it, they've literally spent the last 20 years teaching other people how to do it too.
Unbelievable. What would you say is one of the key breakthroughs they had?
I think one of the key breakthroughs is they tied it to their wiring or their personality. They realized, I think that John was trying to get them to do accounting with debits and credits.
Yes.
And Sally wasn't interested in that at all.
Yes.
And so once they figured out a system that wasn't so accounting focused, but was more goal oriented and practically focused, they were able to come together and both use it.
Well, perhaps this can be a game changer for you when you understand your motivation, your wiring, and the skills of wise decision making. Sharon, this has been incredibly helpful. Thanks for stopping by.
It's been a joy.
Well, Sharon mentioned the FaithFi app, and if you'd like to download it today, you can check it out on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app. Back with your questions, we'll help you make a wise financial decision just around the corner. The number, 800-525-7000. Stick around.
Hi, this is Miki Addison. Join me, my husband Will, and our kids for AFA at the Ark. We'll also be joined by Wesley and Walker Wildman and their families as we host a mini conference at the Ark Encounter October 26th and 27th. AFA has reserved a block of rooms at the Marriott Cincinnati Airport Hotel, which will be available at a discounted price. Space is limited. Learn more and register at marriagefamilylife.net. And I hope to see you at the Ark.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
What does the American Family Association stand for? AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government. These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Delighted to have you with us today on American Family Radio. This is Faith and Finance. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, President of Kingdom Advisors. There's a lot going on at Kingdom Advisors, including the Ministry of FaithFi, and Sharon makes it all work on a daily basis.
So we have a lot of fun.
We sure do, and we're grateful that you're spending some time with us today, helping folks make wise decisions, and that's what we want to do right now. We want to apply what Sharon and I just talked about, this DNA of wise financial decision-making to the decisions and choices you're making today. Now, I know how this works. We just came off of a weekend, and there's been some things kind of rolling around in your mind you've been wrestling with. Maybe it's related to balancing that budget, or it might be your long-term investments given the volatility in the stock market. Maybe it's getting out of debt once and for all, or giving more strategically. Whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you today. We'll help you apply the DNA of wise decision-making to the decisions and choices you're making right now. So what are you thinking about? Give us a call. We've got lines open. Pat is standing by to take them, and we'll get you on the air quickly. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. All right, Sharon and I are ready to dive in. Miles is in Colorado. You'll be our first caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I operate a farm, and I was wondering if it would be better to pay off the loan on my house or to buy farm machinery considering the interest rates situation.
Yeah, great question, Miles. Let me ask you about that loan that you've got. What is the property worth?
Oh, probably $600,000.
Okay, and does that include your farmland or is this just your primary residence?
It has farmland included on it.
All right, and what do you owe on that mortgage?
A little over $200,000.
Okay. And where would the funds come from if you were to pay it off?
I've been saving it.
Okay. What do you have in liquid savings right now?
I have about $160,000, and I should be getting, well, when I finish selling last year's crop, should put me around a little over $200,000.
Okay. And what other working capital do you have for the business?
Well, that would be, I operate on cash, and so most of my operating expenses have already been paid for the year. Okay. So that would be most of it, but I would probably wait until this fall and make sure I had adequate funding to make it through the summer.
Okay, but this includes both the cash reserves for you personally, what we would typically call your emergency fund, and the operating cash reserves for the business. That's what's in that 160 that I realize once the crop comes in and is sold, you know, that's going to jump up quite a bit, but that's the extent of it, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and what is the interest rate on that mortgage?
They average about 4.5%.
You've got two loans on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And last question, are you saving for retirement apart from this? Do you have a stock and bond portfolio, or is really all of your net worth tied up into your farm?
Pretty much all my net worth is tied up into my farm. I figured that would be my retirement.
All right. You'd be planning on selling it at some point, or just hiring folks to run it for you? Or what would you think?
Yeah, probably just selling it at some point.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, Sharon, you've heard the background. How would you help Miles process this decision?
Well, Miles, tell me just one more thing on the machinery that you mentioned purchasing. Will that actually help you increase your revenue on the farm?
It would increase the speed I could get things done. So, it would potentially help increase revenue.
Okay. And perhaps save you some time. And then one thing, we were just talking about your wiring and your purpose, and I think that's real important in this question as well. What do you feel like God's calling you to do related to the debt on your house?
Well, I'm not really sure. That's part of the confusion. I'm not sure what he is calling me to do with that, or if they're, I'm not sure.
So the way we might say that is, you don't really have a conviction one way or the other from the Lord on paying off the debt. You feel the sense that you could go either way. You're just wondering what's the wise thing to do?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, Miles, we always love to see you have some liquidity, and it sounds like if you completely paid off the house today, it would wipe out your liquidity. So I would encourage you to think in terms of what you need in emergency savings and perhaps upcoming expenses. And it may be because of the fact that you have two loans on the house, a partial solution could be to pay off the lower balance and then start applying your payments to the higher balance.
How does that sound?
Well, I'd get nervous with that situation just because one bank will foreclose on your house just as fast as two will. But I don't know if that's reasonable or not.
Well, I think, the idea here would be it's a stepping stone toward you ultimately being completely unencumbered. I realize the benefit and the desirability of you knowing that you owe no man anything and that no bank could foreclose on you. But the idea is, how do we take a meaningful step toward you being ultimately completely debt-free by paying off one loan, perhaps the one with the highest interest rate, and then keeping your liquidity so that if this recession is a little deeper than we thought, if we have, problems with a crop, maybe something comes up unexpected, you've not essentially wiped out all of your cash flow. And I know you said you wouldn't wipe it out entirely, but you'd be draining it pretty significantly. And if the business operations are really funding that debt service currently on your personal loan, then perhaps there's not an urgency to do this, and you could balance this by taking that one next step and paying off one of those two loans. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that might be a great solution that Sharon's proposed here, as we think about how we make a meaningful step forward. I would also be really clear with yourself about the true benefits of paying it off. If you've been making it without this additional equipment, maybe you put it off a year. Hey, we appreciate your call today, Miles. God bless you, my friend. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stay with us.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Bishop E.W. Jackson is on a mission.
Some people are just embarrassed to be Americans. That's a big problem. I mean, I've heard people say that. They're embarrassed to be Americans. I'm not embarrassed to be American. I love my country. I'm thankful to God that I'm an American. I'm thankful to God to live in this land of freedom and opportunity and hope. And I'm fighting to make sure that never changes.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson every weekday at noon Central on AFR or catch the podcast at afr.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
God has entrusted his finances to you, and we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically-based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, President of Kingdom Advisors. We're taking your calls and questions on wise financial decision-making. We'd love to hear from you on whatever you're thinking about today at 800-525-7000, including one of the three sides of those that pyramid you mentioned, Sharon, in the opener, and that is our wiring, and most often that comes into play in the marriage relationship, doesn't it?
It definitely does. We typically have two different types of wiring in each marriage. So it may be that you've got some communication questions between you and your spouse. We'd love to take those too.
Excellent. 800-525-7000. We've got lines open right now, and we'd love to hear from you. Let's head to Louisiana. Hi, Karen. Go right ahead.
Hello. How are you today?
We're well. Thank you.
I was just listening to your show, and the lady mentioned a website for her six part that you talked about. I just wanted to know where that I wanted to view that site. Can you give me that site again?
Yeah, you know, we didn't mention a website, but Sharon, you did mention the FaithFi app, and perhaps that could be a great resource, and I know you use it personally.
I do. If you go to faithfi.com, you can sign up there and start dividing your money up into the way that you spend it every month. You can track your money, and you can even put it in envelopes. And I personally love the envelope system because it allows me, whenever I get money in, I divide it up digitally into envelopes, just like you would in the old days if you had a physical envelope. And so I have a food envelope, a house envelope, a car envelope, a miscellaneous envelope. There seems to be a lot of the catch-all of those things. And it just helps me have control of my money and helps me know where it's going every month.
That's great. Well, you can download it. Perhaps, Karen, that's the website you're looking for. It's faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. There are a wealth of resources there that would help you in wise financial decision-making, because that's what we're all about here at Faith and Finance. Thanks for calling today. We've got some lines open today, folks, whether it's your communication in marriage or any financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. 1-800-525-7000. Sharon, you know, when it comes to financial decision making, a lot of times we say one of the traps here is this binary decision making trap. Describe what that is, because I feel like this comes up really often in financial decisions.
Oh, it does, because the binary trap just basically means that we think we are choosing between one or two things when oftentimes there's multiple opportunities for us and we get caught into should I do this or that rather than evaluating A, B, C, D, or E. And it just opens up our imagination to how we might solve a problem.
Yeah, if you get into that situation where you're evaluating only two alternatives, perhaps taking a step back to look at more options could help you make a better decision in the long run. Again, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. If you've got a question or even a comment or testimony today, we'd love to hear from you. Also, just a little later in the broadcast in our final segment, Bob Dahl will be stopping by. He'll give us a preview of the economy and the market this week. What he's thinking about as he's looking at the latest economic data. We'll get Bob's insights, and we always appreciate his biblical and insightful analysis. Sharon, you mentioned as we talked about financial decision making that really our purpose in financial decisions is around generosity. And that may seem perhaps not quite on point with a lot of our listeners thinking, well, isn't the primary purpose to meet my needs first? And then, yeah, it's always good to be generous, but perhaps we should flip that thinking.
Well, it's definitely a paradigm shifter for us when we think about generosity. But one of the things I want to be clear about is generosity also includes generosity towards our family.
Yeah.
So never would we want our family to suffer so that we could give money away to other people. That's not what God's calling us to do. But when we think about it, we're made in the image of a generous God. John 3:16, one of the most famous passages in the Bible says, "For God so loved the world, he gave."
That's right.
And so we've been made in God's image to give. And I think most people can testify those opportunities we have to serve other people are some of the most joy-filled times of our lives.
Yeah, that's so good. And so when we can enter into God's grand story and participate in our giving, whether that's right at home or the people on our path or maybe to the ends of the earth, whatever it might be, that is one of the real opportunities we have and frankly privileges that God gives us when we think about our role in managing his money, which is an incredibly high calling. Well, we want to help you manage his money well today. Again, we've got a few lines open. We'll be taking a few more of your phone calls here in just a moment. The number to call is 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open, 800-525-7000. Phil called. He couldn't hold, but he's wondering about paying off his mortgage early. And Sharon, we talked about this with Miles. Talk to us about how we think about paying off our mortgages early. That's, of course, a goal that we want to pursue, but how do we balance that with the other priorities we have? Again, decision-making. We want to be generous. We also want to be able to save for the future. So where does complete debt eradication fit into that?
Well, it really would be easy if we could just say, oh, you should pay it off or you shouldn't. But we really believe this is a personal conviction matter, which means when we talk about personal convictions, we mean something that is prayerfully determined between you and the Lord. Now, of course, we know that the Bible says that we should owe no man anything but to love each other and that we need to pay our debts. So there's no question that when we borrow, we must repay. Yeah. In fact, in Proverbs, it says the wicked borrow, but do not repay. So there's no question about repaying. I think the question becomes, what's the timing of repaying? And this is a great example that fits into the DNA of financial decision-making triangle we talked about early, because there any two couples might make a different decision with the very same set of facts. And it's based on their skills, their wiring, and their purpose. And so that's why knowing those pieces can help you with that decision.
You also got to make it a matter of prayer. I mean, inviting God into your financial life is often a step we forget.
Oh, and that's the first thing we really need to do, because he's the one that can direct us on the rest of the answers.
Yeah, that's great. So Phil would encourage you to pursue that idea of paying off your house early, but in the context of wise decision-making, really evaluating all of the alternatives. Now, we would be quick to say, if you have a real conviction from the Lord about being debt-free, perhaps you should pursue that as your single most important priority, of course, after your needs are met. But in light of overall financial decision-making, look at the ability to save for the future. And perhaps a middle ground to that would be to say, at the very least, I want my house and all other consumer debt paid off by the time I reach retirement. And what could I do to maximize my savings in the meantime, give generously right now, but also put myself on a track where I can have all debt paid off by retirement? And that's going to allow me to keep my lifestyle as low as possible, my spending, which means I don't have as much need for income in retirement as well. And for a lot of folks, that might be the goal that they're working toward. Now, if you're looking at this and saying, Rob, there's no way I'm going to have my mortgage paid off by then. Well, that's okay. We just need to put it into the plan. But if you could go ahead and start accelerating it now, boy, that would really help as you think about planning for your needs, your expenses in retirement. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Bob Dahl stops by with his market commentary, plus more of your questions at 800-525-7000. Also, as we head toward the end of our ministry year here at FaithFi, we could really use your financial support as a listener-supported ministry. Just go to faithfi.com and click Give. Much more to come just around the corner. Stay with us.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
Washington Watch.
This is a crisis of our own making, and that hard-nosed determination to not admit it for political reasons is just really, truly disheartening.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but on this particular issue, the contrast between the policies of the two administrations could not be sharper. As I've mentioned here on the program many times, I was at the border a little over a year ago. It was like a ghost town.
Weekday afternoons at 4 Central and Saturday evenings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Delighted you're joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Phone lines are open. We'll be taking more of your calls in just a moment. 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by to help you tackle whatever question you have today, financially speaking. But first, joining us today, our good friend Bob Dahl. He stops by each Monday. He's Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. And Bob joins us with his insightful analysis that we call Dahl's Deliberations. Good morning, sir.
Top of the morning to you.
Sharon Epps here today joining us as well. I'll let you say hello to her.
Hello, Sharon.
Good morning, Bob. So great to hear your voice.
And vice versa, my friend.
Hey, Bob, as we start a new week, I read your deliberations. Boy, there's a lot there. What's top of mind for you today?
I think it's the economic slowdowns becoming more inevitable, Rob. You know, small businesses are where a lot of the net hiring takes place, where a lot of the growth in our economy takes place. And small businesses typically need loans. And we're witnessing a tightening of credit among banks, especially regional banks, where that kind of lending happens. And that tells me the economy is probably going to slow. The labor market's starting to show some signs of that. Thankfully, inflation's coming down commensurately, Rob, but as we've said before, nowhere close to the Fed's 2% target.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, Bob, that was one of the things I wanted to hear just from a listener perspective. If I am under the FDIC limit of $250,000 in my bank, what does the whole banking instability and slowing down of the lending mean to me personally?
Not a whole lot as it relates to that under $250,000 you have at the bank, Sharon. If that bank gets in trouble, the government is guaranteeing your deposit up to $250,000. So it won't affect you directly. Where it will affect you is if it leads to a recession and you or somebody in your family might lose their job, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's where we all share this common belief that God owns it all and he's our provider. And so I'm so thankful I don't have to worry as much about recession because he's my source and not my job.
Hear, hear. Couldn't agree with you more. He's sitting on his throne and is in control of all this. So the comings and goings of our economy, he knew about before they happened.
That's exactly right. Hey, Bob, finish up today by just sharing your latest thoughts on the opportunity to integrate your faith, not only into your financial decision-making, what we've been talking about today, but also your investments. You know, we still hear from so many believers who had no idea that was even possible.
It's so true. We spend a lot of time as Christians thinking about how we earn our money, and at the other end, how we give it away and how we spend it. But what I call the in-between, not a whole lot of attention. People own, for example, Standard & Poor's 500 index funds, which include companies that make products that can harm/kill people. Why would we as Christians want to own those kinds of stocks? So you can, as you well know, Rob and Sharon, take a close look at your investments and talk to your financial advisor to make sure they are lined up with your faith. I like to say, so you have a portfolio that's great for this world and the next.
Great thoughts, Bob. Always appreciate your insights, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Bob Dahl. If you want to learn more and sign up for his weekly investment commentary called Dahl's Deliberations, you can do that. It's free, delivered to your inbox every week at crossmarkglobal.com. Sharon, Bob was talking about faith-based investing, and I think this is a great opportunity to talk about how, as believers, we should think about this, because as Bob said, we can now have portfolios that align with our values, but that really begins with us developing our own personal convictions on this matter. And as believers, we can come down in a range of places on this.
That's so true. And when we talk about personal convictions in the area of investing, I think there's several different ways we can approach it. So one Bob mentioned, and that is, what am I going to avoid? What do I want to be sure that my portfolio is not investing in? I really love the flip side of that as well. Mm-hmm. And that is, what would I want to embrace? Yeah. What are those causes that would make the world flourish? And medical advancements, that's a great example. There's many medical advancements that companies are working on that could help the world be a better place. So it's helpful to have a certified Christian advisor to help you walk through those kinds of decisions and make sure you're investing in the types of companies you want to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that opportunity is waiting for you at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click find a CKA and you can do a zip code search. All right, before we round out the program today here in our final segment, we do have room for one or two more questions. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, 800-525-7000 with whatever you're thinking about today financially. We'd love to hear from you. Let's tackle an email. These come into us every day at askrob@faithfi.com. This one comes from Grant. He writes, thanks for your quality biblical financial wisdom and advice. We save to buy new vehicles every 7 to 10 years. Now, we could stop right there, Sharon, and say, wow.
I'm so impressed.
Most people don't do that, right? That's great. Should we pay cash. One brand, Honda in particular, he's referencing here, offers $500 off if we finance the car. So should we do that and then pay off the loan right away? The dealership won't take the money off without the loan. Just a little side note here. Yeah, they make a significant part of their profit through the loan servicing and interest. And so they clearly want you to get a loan. They're willing to incent you to do that. So he's saying, should we then go ahead and get it and prepay it in order to get this discount? What do you think?
Well, in my personal experience, it pays to look at your disclosure statement when you get that loan, and especially if it's only $500 off, because the dealership has a way of adding on multiple types of fees, documentation fees, and all other kinds of fees related to that loan. And so sometimes the fees related to the loan actually are the same amount or more than what you would get in the amount off the car. The other thing to remember is that they already know they would be offering $500 off, so it's pretty easy for them to mark up the price of the car for $500. So just be aware and know that. And then secondly, make sure there's no prepayment penalty clause in that document. I've had situations where there was a prepayment penalty for the first 6 months. And of course, that's where they're making their interest to pay that $500 to you.
Yeah, that's great advice there. So make sure that you are reading that fine print and understand the implications. Now, if it's as simple as, yeah, you get the loan, you can turn around and pay it the next day, you're not getting hit with extra fees, and we'll give you a better price, well, certainly that would make some sense. But why would they allow you to do that? They're probably going to have some way that they recoup their profit on that $500 discount. So maybe you need to look into that a little bit further. Grant, thanks for writing to us. By the way, if you have a question you'd like us to read it on the air, just send it along to askrob@faithfi.com. That's askrob@faithfi.com. All right, Sharon, as we begin to tie a bow on this program today, we've really covered the waterfront. We've talked about farming equipment and the stock market. We've talked about cars and prepaying your mortgage. But really, it all begins, as you reminded us in the opening segment, with our why, because we have to find our identity in Christ, not in the things of this world. You know, I was reading over the weekend the story of the rich young ruler. And, you know, he didn't really have a money problem. He had an identity problem. And I think for so many of us, we have to start there and figure out what are we anchored to.
Absolutely. And when we understand that God wired us for a purpose that's so much greater than just maximizing our returns so that we can retire one day and live off the difference, that's really kind of a self-interest type model. And God's given us so much more that we can do with that tool of money that he's given us.
Yeah, that's right. So what about as a couple, how do we begin to explore that? What if my spouse and I have never had a conversation about our values and how they might inform our financial decision-making? We've never talked in terms of what is our why as a family or as a couple. Where would they start?
Well, I love to recommend a couple's values weekend. It's always great to get away and just spend some time as a couple. But ask yourself the question separately, what do I most value in this life? What's most important to me? Another question that's sometimes helpful is, if I had $1 million free and clear, what could I do to further the kingdom? And so those are things that can help you with your decision making.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think it's really important for us to consider what that means as we make those decisions and really lean into that, because, you know, that's not the way we normally approach financial decision making. So pulling away, as Sharon suggests, and having that planning weekend could be really helpful as you take some time away from the kids and away from the busyness of everything else and really go deep and then allow your goals to be informed by those values. What is God doing in our financial life, and where do we need to really anchor ourselves to as we make some of those practical how decisions? That part of the iceberg that's above the waterline is really the how-to of financial decision-making. Well, Sharon, always a privilege to share the mic with you today. I appreciate you sitting in.
Thank you. It was fun.
All right. Well, folks, we're grateful that you were along with us today as well. A couple of things just as we close today. First of all, we mentioned a certified Kingdom Advisor. That is a professional that's met high standards in delivering biblically wise financial advice. If you'd like to find a CKA in your area, you can do that on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. I would also mention to you again, as I mentioned earlier, that we're listener supported. So as we head toward year end at Faith and Finance, we could absolutely use your generous support as a tax-deductible gift to the ministry. You can head to our website. It's faithfi.com. Just click the Give button, and we can use every gift, whether it's $40, $400, or $4,000. It's all of God's people helping us to fund this ministry so we can serve stewards in their stewardship journey each day. Well, that's going to do it for us. Let me say thanks to Sharon Epps, also Pat Montague, our phone screener today, Devin Patrick providing our engineering and production, as well as Mr. Jim Henry on research today. Grateful for you being along with us as well. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. In the meantime, may God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.